Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
We'll start out with Ellie Sarti's song, Creatures Great and Small. We're featuring Vegan World 2026 Conference.
Kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white.
In today's show, we're featuring an interview with Dr. Celeste Rao via Skype in Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Rao is the founding director of Climate Healers in the upcoming Vegan World 2026 conference.
In the midst of chicks and sows, creatures great and small, we love them all.
After the break, we'll also be featuring the World Peace Diet World Tour, currently underway.
Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you.
You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts just and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle.
We love them all.
So the Vegan World 2026 conference is going to happen over this weekend, October 27th and 28th.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
And the goal of the conference is to identify all of our knowledge gaps that we have on how to get to a vegan world within the next 8 years and form study groups so that we can go off and figure out how to fill those gaps and invite the appropriate experts to come and help us and create something cohesive that would be a recipe for how does a vegan world look like and how do we get there from here. So the first day is going to be, how do we get there from here? And the second day is going to be, what does that look like when we get there? So this is how we are tackling this goal of creating a system of normalized nonviolence. It's nothing new. It's something that people did it for the space program. When Kennedy said, you know, within 8 years, we're going to go to the moon. People said, okay, to go to the moon, you have to have someone landing on the moon, so which means he has to have an oxygen suit. So, okay, let's figure out how to make an oxygen suit. And then we said, you need a lunar module to land on the moon. So let's go design a lunar module. And then you need a spacecraft that will take someone to the moon and back, right? So we broke that up into tasks, and we figured out how to solve each one of them. And that's exactly how the moon landing happened. So this is very similar, the process. It's also something very similar that we did during the internet era, where, you know, we identified all the gaps that were there in making the internet usable for the general public. And then we formed study groups and we formed task forces to go and solve those problems and created this protocol that we gave it away for free to everyone so that people could build according to that protocol and make sure that it is compliant to someone else was building according to the same protocol. So we created these interoperability standards, and that's what helped the internet go from something that was considered to be flaky to something that became very robust that anybody could use. So we are trying to do something very similar. It's a process we are starting with the conference. So I see the conference as the beginning of a series of meetings that we're going to have both online and in person, where we're going to get together once a month online and maybe once every 6 months in person and solve these problems so that we know what does the system of normalized nonviolence look like. So that is our strategy, and we'll see how it goes.
You are a mover and shaker with being the co-executive producer of Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret, as well as What the Health, and also your new documentary, A Prayer for Compassion, and now this conference, Vegan World 2026. Thank you very much, Dr. Rao.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And the Prayer for Compassion is also going to be shown during the conference on Saturday evening. Because to me, sustainability is really about morality and ethics. It's not a technological issue, a technological problem. We know how to solve all these problems technologically, but we are not doing it because we don't have the motivation and the ethical framework to do it at the moment. But this is why the movie A Prayer for Compassion looks at everything from an ethical perspective, from the perspective of every religion. We show that compassion for all life is at the core of all our religions. It is not just one religion. All religions are talking about this. So we are calling on people to heed to that message. And so that movie is going to be shown on Saturday evening during the conference as well.
Thank you, Dr. Rao. And I'd like to hear more about that, especially with sustainability needs to be within a paradigm of normalized nonviolence, as we are now in transition and exiting out of our past and current paradigm of normalized violence. And why I'd like to hear more about that is because myself, as well as many other vegan activists I know, when we attempt to share the vegan message with environmentalists and others, we often get pushback from those who are talking about small farming, quote unquote, sustainable fish, or quote unquote, humane farming, and totally rejecting veganism. Can you talk more about that, please?
Yeah, normalized violence is not sustainable. That's the message we're getting from nature. Okay? It is not sustainable. We killed 60% of wild animals between prehistoric times, 10,000 years ago, to 1970. Okay? We killed 60% by total weight of wild animals. And then from 1970 to 2010, we killed another 52% of the remaining animals. And then by 2012, we killed another 58% of the remaining animals from 1970. So in total, we have killed 83% of all the wild animals by 2012, compared to what they were like 10,000 years ago. And the rate at which we're killing them, we are going to wipe them out by 2026. So that's what I call year zero, the year when all of them are gone in the wild. And it's unacceptable that we continue doing this and we pretend that violence is sustainable. The first thing we need to do when we realize that we're killing them all off is stop the killing. If you don't stop the killing, how do you expect them to recover? So it's a very simple concept. It's not that complicated to figure out. So we don't have to kill them in different ways. Stop killing them when you don't have to kill them anymore. So that's why I say sustainability is about ethics. It's about morality. It's about nonviolence, ahimsa. Ahimsa is sustainable. Nonviolence is sustainable, but violence is not sustainable, especially when 7.5 billion people order that violence to happen. You know, when we order a cheese pizza, we are not only ordering a hit on the cow and the calf that produced that pizza, we are also ordering a hit on the wild animals whose land got displaced by that extra cow that had to be fed. And the way environmentalists are trying to frame sustainability by looking at small farming or less intensive farming, they are basically saying, let's use more resources from nature to produce our milk. And so where does that come from? From wild animals. So which means they're basically saying, let's kill them faster, right? The wild animals, so that we can have a more so-called sustainable dairy or beef. So there is no such thing. We have no choice but to go vegan. I mean, there is absolutely, Mary Robinson actually said that recently. She said, she asked everyone to go vegan. So, I mean, what the IPCC told us just a week ago in their latest report is that we are 12 years away from triggering catastrophic climate change. If things don't change, we are in big trouble within 12 years, okay? That's what they said. So what this is, I mean, I consider this to be like the Titanic. Our civilization of normalized violence is the Titanic, and it has hit the iceberg. Yeah, it's not that it's going to hit the iceberg. It has already hit the iceberg, and it is sinking. And people are drowning at the lower levels, at the lower decks of this Titanic, and they're rushing up the stairs. And we are sitting here at the upper deck, and we are throwing them all in cages, the kids in desert camps in Texas, and basically creating concentration camps for all the people who are coming up from the lower deck. And we are throwing cocktail parties at the in the upper deck. This is not the way to behave when the Titanic is sinking, right? We have to man the lifeboats. We have to, there are plenty of lifeboats. Okay, if we do it today, if we do it now, we can save all of us. And we can save all the animals. And we can bring back the forests that used to be there before we cut them down for our consumption of meat and dairy. And we can recover. So, but it requires us to have that courage to make that change. So I tell people, veganism is not something that you can reach out for 10 years from now, and think about getting there slowly. No, veganism is the absolute minimum that we need to be doing. Given what the IPCC has said, given that we know that if we continue doing this, we are going to kill all the wild animals in the next 8 years, and given that we know that if we don't change the way we live, Medicare is going to be bankrupt in the next 8 years, okay? So we can't keep stuffing things into our body that's going to cause us to get sick and then expect the healthcare system to do bypass surgeries to fix us. If we keep doing that, the Medicare system is going to be bankrupt. So we have to look at preventive medicine. We have to look at changing our lifestyles. And so I say veganism is the absolute minimum we should be doing right now. It's not something that you take care of it later. No, it's the absolute minimum we should be doing right now if we care about the earth. If we care about our children, if we care about the animals, this is the absolute minimum we should be doing. And then we'll figure out how to live in a way that is non-violent to each other, non-violent to animals. That's not a complicated problem. No? We can figure this out.
We're listening to Dr. Salish Rao, an environmental scientist based in Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Rao is also the producer of Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret, What the Health, and the new documentary, A Prayer for Compassion. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Mylene, in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Rao.
You're in tune to WCUW 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, online at wcuw.org.
What a beautiful world.
Hi, this is Troy. You're listening to WCUW. Tune in on Fridays and hear the Jukebox of Americana, Fridays from 9 to 12 noon.
Beautiful world.
Welcome back from the break. We're very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Salish Rao. Thank you, Dr. Rao, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me.
This is a great honor, and I'm so excited and I'm happy and I'm very grateful that you're organizing the Vegan World 2026 conference happening in Arizona, October 27th and 28th.
Well, thank you. It's my duty to do this. It's my responsibility, as part of climate healers. We have to do this.
I'm really happy also that you're making it an interactive, participatory conference, that everyone going is being the movers and shakers and the creators and the solutionaries on how to bring forth a vegan world before and by 2026.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, people are going to be working in breakout sessions. They're going to be looking at all these transitions that we need to do, all these changes that we need to do in our lifestyle, and then come up with questions that haven't been answered and identify all the gaps that we have, all our knowledge gaps. So people are going to just choose what they want to work on. And so the goal of the conference is to come up with a set of study groups. So people are going to go and study these problems and then call in experts, who have looked at that and figure out solutions and then come back and report to the larger group, maybe in 6 months or something, and then the larger group has the responsibility to make sure that every part of this fits together properly. This is the same kind of process that we used in the space program, the same process that we used in development of the internet. And so we need to do something very similar so that we can get to where we need to get to.
And who are some of the people who are attending the Vegan World 2026 conference?
The people who are in the Prayer for Compassion, like Lisa Levinson, and Judy Carman, and Thomas Jackson, who produced that movie, they will be there. There's Jane Willis Mitchell. She's bringing all her people, and she's been such a tremendously enthusiastic supporter of this conference. There is Professor Lisa Barca from ASU, who will be there. There is Renee King Sonnen from Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. She'll be there. So we have a fairly heavy-hitting group of vegan activists who are coming together to work on this together. So I'm really grateful to every one of them who have, you know, put their trust in this process and who are coming from all over the country. And in fact, there are people coming from Israel and people coming from South Africa. So there is Isaac Thomas is coming from Israel, and he's the CEO of Vegan Nation.
For our listeners, for clarity, I'd like to add a little edit here that Vegan Nation in Israel is about the cryptocurrency Vegan Coin. So not to be confused with Vegan Nation radio show. Thank you all for listening. And so Dr. Salish Rao is talking about Isaac Thomas from Israel with the Vegan Coin, and you can visit vegannation.io for more information on that.
In Israel. And Ian McFarlane is coming from South Africa, and he is planning to bring his Ubuntu torch. So we'll have an opening ceremony where the lighting of the torch happens, so that we have an auspicious start to this whole process.
Beautiful. And I also remember you mentioning that there's something happening that weekend in Phoenix with a celebration of a year anniversary of one of the vegan organizations?
Yes. So this is Souls Unfolding, which is an interspiritual wellness service that's run by Reverend B.B. Gray and Reverend Marvin Brown. And they are New Thought ministers who are running. They have been running this, I think it's the only interspiritual vegan church or temple or whatever you want to call that, where everyone is welcome, and we pray for the animals as well as the well-being of the human beings and the planet, and it's based on love and peace, and they draw from different faiths. So it's a great way to connect ourselves together and get reset. Because as activists, we tend to get taken in by all the suffering we see. And it's good to have something that you can look forward to every Sunday, where you can shed some of that and come back to a neutral place before you go and work again the next week. So that service, you know, wellness service, is having its annual, it's the first year anniversary. So they are moving to the Nile Theater, so we'll have a live telecast. Jane is going to do that, a live telecast from the service, and it'll be on Facebook Live on the Jane Unchained channel.
Well, that's...
And of course, we are starting on Friday night. We are starting we'll have a presence at Zen Nights. Zen Nights is, I think, I haven't seen anything like this. It is a monthly vegan block party, a street party that happens every month in Phoenix on the last Friday of every month. And that Nadia Kaligi Tucker has been doing that for more than a year. So I think it's a year and a half now. And it's a place where people come together the vegans come together every month, and then the larger community comes there to experience the vegan lifestyle. So there's lots of food vendors and lots of, there's music, there's talks. It's been great for Phoenix that this is happening every month. And so we will have the check-in and registration happening. We'll have a tent at Zen Nights for the Vegan World 2026 conference. So the attendees can come there, enjoy the festival, and check in and get their credentials, you know. So
beautiful. And the conference is being held in Tempe. Is Tempe near Phoenix?
It's being held in Mesa.
Oh.
It's held in Mesa. So it's the Zen Nights is happening in Mesa, And the conference is being held at the Soul Center in Mesa. And then for all the breakout sessions, because we exceeded the capacity of the Soul Center, we are going to have the breakout sessions at the Nile Theater, which can hold a lot of people. And Michelle Donovan, who's the owner of Nile Theater, has been so kind to let us use the theater for our breakout sessions. And we are going to then have all our food and the check-in at the Soul Center, as originally planned.
Wonderful, thank you. And I'm very excited about this too, because it is about solutions. Like, I think about one of the attendees, Renee King Sonnen, where she and her husband Tommy transformed their cattle ranch, a beef cattle ranch, into a farmed animal sanctuary. And right. They are now have the rancher advocacy program helping other beef farmers to also be able to transition out of animal agriculture into sustainable plant-based agriculture. So right. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, she's been doing such amazing work. You know, both the Ranch Advocacy Program is a great idea, and so she's helping ranchers transition out of their animal farming into either plant farming or sanctuary, or you know, using clean energy or farming mushrooms. So there are so many other options, and this is available to ranchers who transition out of it now. But eventually, you know, we have to change the whole system around this. So her program is a great way to transition out of this.
Yes, indeed. And again, a big shout out to all the attendees. And I really like how you're making it a celebration too, with your Friday night event and the Sunday event, as well as the conference, because I find that we really need that as vegan activists, because it's such a really unique and a bizarre position to be in, because we love everyone, and it's really takes a lot of patience when we come against so much resistance to veganism, and yet we just need to keep plugging away at it, and then with the seriousness of year zero, 2026.
Right. Now, it's a transition that we are called to do. So we have to make this transition. We know that, right? And it also is, you know, the way we are framing it. If you look at our, in Carbon Yoga, I wrote about the thermostat species hypothesis, where we show that, you know, human beings have been doing something that's good for nature over the last 10,000 years. Even though it looks like we've been destroying nature, we've been doing something that's good for nature, because we have maintained the temperature above for the planet. We have maintained the temperature above where it would go to an ice age. So we have prevented the planet from going into another ice age. And in the last 200 years, we have created all the tools and technologies we need to understand what we did, and then to maintain this temperature on Earth for the rest of creation, okay, without having to deforest anymore. So we can actually we have to bring back the forest. And that's how we are going to get rid of the fever that the planet has right now. And once we bring back the forests, and the animals are happy, and we are happy, and then it's our job to maintain the climate, so that all species thrive on Earth, and the Earth will never go back to another ice age. So that will become our you know, that will be our purpose as a species. And given that hypothesis and given that framework, we are just saying, look, we already did our work. So it's not that there's nothing to blame. No one has to be blamed for what has happened. But let us move on to the next phase of our existence, where we are now, you know, living in harmony with nature, where we are actually nice to all the animals instead of killing them off. Right? So that's our system of normalized nonviolence that we need to get to.
Yes, thank you. We're listening to Dr. Salish Rao, an environmental scientist and also the producer of Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret, What the Health, and the new documentary, A Prayer for Compassion. Dr. Rao is also the founding director of Climate Healers. You can check it out at climatehealers.org. And we're talking about the upcoming conference in Arizona on October 27th and 28th. And Dr. Rao, can you give us a recap of the conference?
The conference is the beginning of a process by which we are going to identify all the knowledge gaps we have in creating a system of normalized nonviolence and fill them. So it's very simple.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And we're coming to a close in the interview. Is there any additional message that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I say we are in the most exciting time in human history. So let us get together. Let's work on this and let's make it happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Rao. On October 27th, here in Massachusetts, there's a vegan event. And that's at the Mass Audubon. That's at Broadmeadow Brook Conservation Center and Wildlife Sanctuary in Worcester. And I'll be one of the speakers, and I'll be talking about the World Peace Diet. And please join us again on Vegan Nation next week for my interview with Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, who's currently on his European tour along with his wife, Madeline. And they are currently in Portugal, Spain, France, Greece, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, Hungary, Slovakia, Austria, Czechia, Germany, Switzerland, Norway, and also the USA. Here's a closing statement from my guest, Dr. Salish Rao.
So I started working on the environment 12 years ago, and it's been an amazing journey because I realized very quickly that we see problems on the outside in the environment, but it turns out to be a problem within each one of us. So it becomes the problem of who we really are as a species and how we behave to others. And so it has been a spiritual journey as well as an education in environmental science for me.
Thank you, Dr. Rao.
My pleasure. Thank you, Marlene.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Join us next week at this time where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.
And we'll go out with another one of Elie Sarti's songs. Everything comes around.
Is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Sentenced to darkness, sentenced to